Well, Christian, as we look at what's happening in the markets, you and I were just talking about it. Information kind of slow to come in, but it definitely see some lower numbers taking place within this soybean market. What influence are you seeing for them to have a drop, especially when they talked about a higher trade earlier in the day?
Well, soybeans are choppy. I mean, it's interesting because you look at a weekly chart, and if we close here, we close unchanged for the week. So, I mean, even though we've, you know, traded down in the 1025 area and traded, you know, up into the 1060s, you know, right now you're unchanged. So it's definitely a choppy market, a sideways market. You do have a good crop start to South America, but, you know, as any market goes and weather goes, you can always change that. And, if you do see hot and dry temperatures, which could happen here, things can change as far as production goes in South America as well. Brazilian real continues to work lower. So they've planted as many beans as they humanly possible. And some of the factors like our exports, our shipments have been very strong. We had China buy again today. So those factors, we still have really good demand under this market. The question is, you know, still going to be supply.
What about for this corn market? I know prices there talk of increased confidence when it comes to demand for our crop.
Yeah, well, corn right now has, where we're currently trading, we're above some resistance levels. And if we close here, you should be looking at, you know, higher prices here going forward. Getting a huge boost this week, at least in the last 2 days, especially from this wheat market, which continues to, it was kind of looking tough earlier in the week, but, you know, up double digits yesterday, up double digits again today. And with corn or wheat going up, that's going to help the corn market out. But, hearing a lot of good demand for corn, not only from people feeding it, but also from an export standpoint, you know, ethanol usage is really strong. I believe the ethanol production number is one of the highest that we saw this week. So anyone that uses corn is doing well, but I think probably one of the biggest factors is we got the cheapest corn in the world. So with that being said, and with wheat working higher, that's the way corn is looking right now.